With prices in the corridor already sky high, do you still buy or do you invest elsewhere? And if it's so expensive here, should you buy a place somewhere else and just sit back while it turns into a gold mine for you? Even when it seems like a sure thing, investing in real estate can be risky business. I have David Sweeney from Dundee Wealth Management here to lay it all out for us.
Can you tell me some of the differences between investing in property versus investing in stocks and RRSPs and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, there's a big need, obviously, for most of us at one point in time to have a real estate investment, and particularly our primary residence where we're going to live. From a standpoint, one is it's a great investment. Obviously, there's an emotional attachment to it. The second one simply is any gain you receive on your primary residence. So an example being if you were buying something today, say, in the, well, unfortunately, close to the $400 range, and were to sell it 20 years from now for, say, $600,000, that $200,000 of gain, because it's your primary residence, you don't pay tax on that. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's really one of the only tax-free incomes that you can receive on an investment available to you and I. So certainly as your primary residence, it makes sense. If you already have a primary residence and you're looking at the thought being to diversify and getting another home, then you've got to look at, are you diversifying? If you own two pieces of real estate, even if they're in different neighborhoods or different parts of the country, you're still heavily invested towards the real estate market. Because of the size of the purchases now, it's pretty rare today to find something, you know, below $150,000, short of it being much like an apartment somewhere or something like that. So that's the biggest concern you've got, is you start to lose diversification. Historically, though, real estate, even though we've seen a very nice run locally in the last 5 years, it has appeared to have maybe plateaued a little bit for the pricing. The activity still seems to be there, but the pricing is leveled out. The real thing then is historically, real estate appreciates at 4.7% per year. Again, that's a great return if it's free of tax. If it's an investment, then now you are looking at including that income or gain that you've seen as capital gain. So it is going to be exposed to income tax as well. So it really comes back to, what am I buying it for? What's its purpose?
So as a secondary investment property, you wouldn't necessarily recommend it just because of the overall return rate and having to pay taxes. It doesn't totally make sense.
The big part is the overall return rate. There are some issues in regard to other things that need to come into account when you're looking at real estate as a secondary investment. Is traditionally you're going to be a landlord scenario where you do have tenants and things like that. So you need to now account into for your time spent either dealing with having a tenant, getting a tenant, repairing things, all that issues as well. And quite often people don't bring that into the calculator because they look at this 10 or 15 years before they actually end up selling it down the road. Now, certainly you've made money in the last 3 or 4 years locally in a very short time frame without having to do a lot because of what the market was done, but I don't think that's indicative of a long-term market trend.
David, are there any other fundamentals that most people forget about when buying a second property for investment purposes?
Quite often, again, you've got to look at what they really don't look at, or quite often don't, is am I diversifying myself properly? Quite often, we're heavily overweighted in real estate once we've just got our primary residence. Mm-hmm. And that just comes from the standpoint, of course, we've got one big chunk already.
Mm-hmm.
That's one big thing. So you are really subject to what if the markets were to pull back dramatically, and all we have to do is go back to 1990 in Ontario, where they watched their prices after a very strong run-up go back 50% in 2 years. That would be a double whammy loss, obviously, if the real estate market did that and you had two pieces of property and that was really all you ever owned. You would be seeing you don't have that diversification now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something quite often overlooked. Quite often, again, we get caught up in the short-term trend. In other words, what kind of gains we've seen in the last 5 years is an indication of the future.
Mm-hmm.
And rarely anything goes up at 30% a year, and certainly in perpetuity. They don't do that. So quite often now you'd have to look at the timing of your investment and saying, is now the right time? Are we getting the same environment we've seen of everybody wanting to buy stocks with the word .com on the end of it in 1999, and then, of course, just to get smacked in year 2000 to 2003. Anytime we get this sort of trend or this euphoria, traditionally that's a fairly good indication that we're probably seeing the most of the gain already. It's when people don't want to do it. And I use an adage, John Templeton, who's a senior money manager for really almost 60 years in Canada, he no longer does. But his analogy is, he always says, to sell what everybody wants and buy what everybody doesn't want. Because ultimately you're selling for a gain and you're buying at a discount. So buy low, selling high is a great concept for most people.
And it seems so much simpler than it really turns out to be, doesn't it?
No question. And again, that's because of the emotion is really the biggest thing that we've got to deal with. In particular, when we're buying real estate for our own personal use, obviously, we end up with an emotional purchase here. If we do have the rationale and the ability to step back and go, why am I purchasing it? What is it for? Is now the right time to do it? You can have a much more prudent outlook.
That was David Sweeney from Dundee Wealth Management talking with us about investment properties. For the Mountain Monitor, I'm Lindsay Logan.